At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The American spirit.
What?
Yo.
Yep, I'm here.
Yo.
Let's go. Yep.
On TV, Ryan Russillo.
Yeah, what about him?
I mean, he was the guy that was caught naked in the woods one time. Got fired. Thought he was never coming back. He was coming back from the dead. The guy was basically in a body bag.
He got caught naked in the woods?
Yeah. The media buried him. And I mean, he's back on TV. You can always come back in America. That's why it's a beautiful
country.
Hell,
Mike Tyson went to prison for rape. And he's back. He's in movies.
Another broadcaster.
Carton.
Carton. He got in trouble for telling people it's created some Ponzi scheme where he was getting tickets that only he had access to, and so he had millions of dollars from these investors, and he was just gambling it. Got fired, lost his job with Boomer, went to jail. Dude, he's back on broadcasting every afternoon I come home. That's why it is the greatest country on this planet.
Hold on. He wasn't in the woods.
I just said that he was in people's house, right?
He was drunk.
Naked.
Naked. And he walked into a stranger's condo.
I just said the woods to keep myself safe.
I understand that this is a big mistake because I'm a public figure. No. It's not because you're a public figure. It's a big mistake because you were naked and walked into someone's condo. I don't care if you're a public figure or not. You can't do that.
Would you ever, drinking though, getting super drunk, would you ever get naked?
No.
See, that's the thing, dude. I mean, I'm not saying he did drugs. I'm not even implying that at all. Some people's bodies, I guess, just handle alcohol differently, or he was doing heavy alcohol.
No.
Never in my wildest dreams would I get so drunk that I take my clothes off, not be able to find my house, and then wander out and about. I mean, dude, I end up on the patio with a game on.
Coacher, that is what I am saying. I never get, like, as drunk as I have been, I've been wasted.
And usually I know you are in Vegas because you do those videos at 4 a.m.
Yes.
I'm showing you guys all of the Caesar's Palace. Where's Caesar at? Does he live here?
And I am managed to find my hotel room. I don't ever accidentally walk into the wrong room. But that's like the one time I was in Vegas and I told you this. Maybe this is one of our stories
from Vegas.
I was asleep. My wife's in the bed with me. And it's like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I got a.
Who the hell is that?
And I'm like, what the hell? And I go to the door.
I didn't order a stripper.
And I think it was 3 or 4 dudes outside the door. They're like, let me in.
Oh, bros on a bachelor trip.
And I'm like, oh, no, not letting you in. Quit looking around. Let me in.
I'm not getting around.
Said, no, you're not coming in my room. Then it's boom, 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 really banging on the door. And I said, get out of here. Mother, let me in the room.
I will protect my wife.
Then it's a kick, kick. You know how they turn their back and start kicking the door?
At that point, you're calling front desk.
And I'm like, what the? I'm like, get out of here.
I'm in my pajamas.
And the dude goes, I'm about to ram the door. Dude backs up across the hall.
With a bull ram, no less.
And he's going to shoulder it. Big dude. You know? And he is like, if you don't open the door, I'm charging the door. I'm giving you 10 seconds. I said, I think you're at the wrong room.
This escalated quickly.
He goes, mother, we know we are room 742. Quit effing around, Josh.
I'm not Josh. I'm, what's your fake name?
And I said,
Nico Jackson.
I said, this is 642.
He was one off.
And they're like, oh, our bad. They were one floor off. But they were hammered. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. But
usually you turn away, though. Drunk, you imagine, you think that you're in the wrong. He just kept going with his convictions.
No, when you're drunk, you think you're... Dude, drunk people think they're right. Why do you think arguments are worse when you're drunk?
I don't get it now, because I don't argue when I'm drunk. I don't wander off naked when I'm drunk. I don't get aggressive. I don't get depressed. So everybody is affected differently by alcohol. Living case is a man wandering naked in the woods. That would just never be me.
Yeah. When I used to go to 6th Street, at the end of the night, you saw boyfriend, girlfriend arguing on the street because drunk people think they're right. He thinks he did nothing wrong. She thinks he did something wrong. So they're arguing. And no one is like, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. That's why when you say so-and-so got in a fight at 3 a.m., you know what? No one's going to admit they're wrong at 3 a.m. because alcohol makes you think you know everything.
We always said with South Beach and his ex-girlfriend that we would go watch a boxing fight, typically strip clubs, maybe at a bar if they were showing it. And we always said, man, the main card wasn't even at the bar. It was South Beach and his chick.
There you go.
He didn't hit her. Their arguments, dude, would just last into the night.
It's just so awkward. That is exactly why these dudes would not leave the door when I kept saying, this ain't your room. This is not your room. It's not your room.
Did your wife have to tell him to leave?
No,
hey,
she was in the bed. And she was terrified. But luckily, once I said, this is 642, they said, oh, sorry about that. And they
that was
went away.
A story from Vegas.
All right, let's start the show.
What a start.
Dude, I didn't remember this. Priscilla walking into a condo naked, dude.
I know most of the sportscasters, their downfalls, their... Remember Scott Van Pelt when he left that voicemail?
No.
Scott Van Pelt was hitting on some chick or trying to date her, and he goes...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. This is all alleged. And he left her a voicemail, and then she put it on Deadspin and went out to the whole world. He didn't lose his job, but people questioned him, but he still stayed strong.
I love Scott Van Pelt.
He's great.
Is phenomenal. He is phenomenal.
But he left a voicemail, and he goes, hey, I mean, I'm not a bad guy. I don't understand why you wouldn't go on a date with me. He goes, he said something like, I'm not an amputee. And then so then people got offended by that. But I do not believe he ever lost his job for that. It was just his perfect image.
You remember all this stuff.
Usually with sportscasters.
Yeah, you really do.
Ray, what about me? I'm a broadcaster.
You may have already heard, but... Pure awesome. This is great. I didn't know about it. All right, go.
Well, are you going to read what you're reading?
Well, no, it was a Reddit thing. It says, you may have already heard this, but it's Scott Van Pelt's voicemail from some years ago. Pure awesomeness. There's no story. So I was just trying to look it up. That's it.
And then Colin Cowherd, I mean, he's always just been a pretty boy. Not pretty boy, but he's just never had a divorce. He had a public divorce.
Yeah.
Moved around, and then he left ESPN, which seems to be the better option. He seems to be doing fine. Is amazing.
Yeah.
He was never on TV at ESPN. It was always just radio.
That's true. Or was he?
No. Bro, I followed all of this crap. Right. Why do you think this show's so good? Never thought of that, Ray. The backbone has never been stronger.
I never realized we were so good because you followed these other sportscasters and talk about them all the time. Dont!
Arnold!
Okay!
Hey, are you going to go to the concert at Ryman tonight?
Yeah, with Abby!
Well, make sure you take her for a dinner. Dinner and dick. That's what the kids call it. I don't call it that. I do not call it that. I have never called it that. But always take a lady to dinner before a concert.
Okay, Uncle Ray.
I'm not your...
Uncle! Get back. Let's do it live. Come up here. Get on the mic. We are the 1, 2, 3.
So losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville now with Baser. Beautiful drive-in every morning. I never take it for granted now. You always think about the little things in life and how I used to, on the west side, enter the city at a different vantage point, a different bird's eye view, and it was an ugly view of the skyscrapers. Dude, now I have the most beautiful skyline I've ever seen in my life that I get to drive into every single morning.
Yeah, but that exit, now one exit just outside of town before you get into Nashville.
Yeah, that one sucks ass.
That one sucks ass, dude. Do not ever stop there. Do not stop at the gas station. Do not stop at the McDonald's. Don't stop anywhere in that vicinity. If you take that exit, you are in for some trouble. Get out of there as fast as you can.
I believe it's because there's about 6 lanes of traffic all merging into about 2. There's potholes. There's also huge semis going up to Kentucky. I think I figured that traffic problem out. They just need to add a couple more roads.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm going to contact the city.
All right. Well, TxDOT. Well, I guess it's not. It's TDOT.
In Michigan, it's MDOT. I don't know.
Well,
here.
TxDOT is Texas.
Texas. Yeah. Dude, in Michigan, it's MDOT.
And
I don't even know.
Here is TDOT because Tennessee Department of Transportation.
Is it really?
Yeah.
But I don't know this one here.
Yeah. So, that's I look at that exit. I've been there before. I've stopped at the gas station there. It is not somewhere you want to be after dark.
And you know how I was talking about how the lot lizards go to that Flying J, no
yep.
less? That thing closed, bro.
What?
Yeah. Now with my different angle into town, I see all the stuff that closed. There's that rundown hotel which prostitutes used to stay at.
Yeah.
That one's it's now a boutique.
Oh, yeah. They redid that.
It's called Drift.
They freaking tore it down to the studs. I thought they were going to implode it. But no, they tore it down to the studs and redid it piece by piece. Looks beautiful. Even planted grass. Or is that fake grass? Don't know.
I had a friend stay there and said it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. But then the Flying J, if you ever do want to go there, no longer exists. It got bulldozed.
Wow.
Yeah. And if we're going to do Sizzin Stadium sightings?
Yeah.
Sizzin Stadium sightings!
This is your update on the new Titan Stadium, which my kid asks me about every day.
The stadium.
He is obsessed.
Well, timestamp this one for him, 11 minutes. I'm now seeing dozers. I'm seeing excavators. I'm seeing long arms. They got 10 to 20 pieces of equipment in that parking lot area. If you're a Titans fan, where you used to tailgate, no longer exists. I have no idea where these people are going to tailgate in the fall. No idea, because that's where the stadium's going.
Yeah.
On the other side of that gas station that's always got people flooded in it, and a lot of them are homeless and looking for drugs. That's where they're building the new stadium.
Yeah, so is that gas station going to have to leave?
I bet they clear it.
I mean, because I feel like that gas station is going to be like right up against the park, the stadium.
They'd have prime A1 access to the stadium?
I mean, for sure.
Yes.
Because, I mean, this is not official. This is a Rays sightings from the stadium. What is it?
Sizzin Stadium sightings.
Lunchbox looks live at Lot B. Because I was over there the other night.
I got to add that one.
And
it's hailing.
What?
It's hailing.
Where?
Outside.
Oh, no. I didn't even know it was going to rain. Are you okay? Are you calling your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, Baser.
She may be on a Zoom call. She works from home. That was shocking. I could have swore they said all the storms were yesterday.
Yeah, I had no idea it was going to be bad weather today. Hold on. Let me check.
Oh, here we go. She'll tell us.
Oh.
Hey, Baser, you're on the podcast. I had to talk to you
Don't
about
curse.
The hail.
Oh, okay.
Is it bad?
No, it just did it for like 1 minute and then it started raining. Now the sun's out. I know. It's like so creepy.
I didn't even
Well, they say when it's sunshiny right before the storm, that's bad for the atmosphere.
I know. Well, one part, if I look one way, it's sunny. If I look the other way, it's like, looks like a tornado. So it's very comforting.
Yeah, because my wife is such a freak about the storms. I texted my wife, is it hailing? She goes, huh? From yesterday?
Yeah, no, it like out of nowhere. I thought it was rain. I was like, it's really hard rain. I looked out and it was like, you know, you can see it like jumping off of the ground. So I was like, oh, that is hail.
Was my patio damaged at all?
No, my patio wasn't damaged at all.
No, that's my patio.
My patio.
Okay. We're not going to do this. No. No, that's my spoon. No, that's my spin. No, that's my swing. No, that's my swing. Okay, we're not going to do that crap.
It's reminding lunch of his kids. We got to go.
Hey, no, for sure. Hey, but Baser, excellent editing on the video. Unfortunately, only got 200 views.
I know. I saw that. That's not very good.
But hey, it was great. I guess no one cares about behind the scene access to an open practice of an NHL team. I thought it was pretty cool. Ray's commentary was hilarious. My problem was, I forgot my mic was on the whole time, so I think I cut over Ray's audio a ton.
It was fine. It worked out good. It was really easy, too, with that app, so I don't mind doing that for you.
Well, right. Eddie acted like it was impossible to edit, so that's news to me.
He acted like a lot, but nope.
Okay, I'm going to let Mama go. Mama, go bye-bye.
Bye, Mama.
Bye-bye.
I texted my wife, and I said, hey, you get any hail? Or I said, how's the hail? And she goes,
hail, no.
Huh? From yesterday? She goes, I'm eating lunch with S, and it's sunny.
She's like, what the hail?
And I said, you're eating lunch with Steve. Thanks for the invite. And she said, ha, 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 not Steve, Sam. And I said, okay.
Who's Sam?
Cool. So, yeah, I didn't know it was hailing. That's cool.
Yeah, sorry we had to take that turn, man.
What were you talking about? The parking
lunchbox is lot lizard.
No,
lot B.
Lot B looks at lot B live. Look at lot B.
Okay.
From LP Field.
Okay.
I was there the other night. I was at the stoplight, and I noticed they had put some chain link fences around, and they have the green stuff so you can't see inside the chain link fence, which is always funny to me. Like, why do they do that?
To advertise, isn't it?
Or is it to, I guess it's so you don't get stuff that flies out. I don't know. But I could see right over the fence. So it's not like they're blocking me from seeing anything. I did see a couple tractors there, but there was no digging or anything. They were just parked inside the chain link fence. But it looked like construction was about to begin.
So I could actually take an alternate route home where I could get more detailed information for us, where I would just take Korean Vet. Not to get too much into the weeds, but then I would really be able to see in.
Yeah, well, that's what I was on.
I'm on the flyover. But
no, I was on Korean Vets, dude. I was right there at the stoplight.
But you're going the opposite direction.
No, I was going into the east side.
That's what I'm saying. You're going the wrong, because to actually see it, you'll be higher up if I was to come on Korean Vet and I could look in, not to get in the weeds, guys.
Yeah. No,
maybe you're driving through Cleveland right now.
Maybe I wasn't on Korean Vets. I was on
Ray. I was on
whatever.
Gay All right. Street.
You know what? We're going to take a break.
An actual street.
It is.
Gay Street. It's actually small. It's only goes a block, I think, or two.
Yeah, that's where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where we lost Riley.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I hate to bring that up, but I just randomly drove down it because I was giving our friends from Boston,
yeah,
Jessica and JoJo, a tour of Nashville.
Ah, gotcha. I don't know why you would take that on the tour. That's not something they needed to see, but...
No, I had to turn around.
Oh, gotcha. I want to tell you something, Ray. Dating is freaking hard.
Are you guys thruppling?
No, it's not thruppling. It's trying to meet other couples with kids. And so it is just like dating.
Yes. Bro, are you kidding me?
Did someone just come in?
No, but there's loud people out in the hallway.
Okay. I was like, what the hell?
Get no respect.
So this past Saturday.
Put some respect to my name.
There was a Nashville SC game, and we have season tickets. We take the kids. And my wife is like, hey, what if we don't take the kids on Saturday and we go with another couple?
Sam.
And I said, sounds like a great idea. Who'd you have in mind?
Are we swinging?
And she said, well, there's this mom I talked to at drop-off at school all the time. She was like, so we should invite them and get to know them.
Love it.
And I'm like, wow, this is a little crazy because I don't really, I've seen the husband, maybe said hi, don't know him, wasn't sure his name. There was two names. I was like, is it this or is it this? And she confirmed it was one. I was like, all right, if you want to ask him.
Just call him buddy.
Go for it.
How's it going, buddy?
And so.
How you doing, boss?
She invited him. And they got a text. She got a text back. Ooh, never been to a Nashville SC game before. That could be interesting. Nothing back. After that, my wife's like, so does that mean they're in, they're out? Does that mean they want to go, they don't want to go?
Maybe she's finding out. She's asking the dude.
It's mixed signals.
And, right.
But when you're dating someone, you send them a little text to say, hey, I'm interested, and they give you a unclear answer.
Picture back, Ray. Usually the boobs.
You start wondering, like, huh, what do I do?
Because in dating, you get if you get the D pic or a topless photo, then you know you're kind of interested.
Yes.
What are you getting from another couple,
Right. And so my wife's like, so do I respond and say, so does that mean you're in? Does that mean you're out? I was like, no, just give it some time. You got to give it some space.
What if you guys send a picture of your family at Easter and then say, where's y'all's picture?
No, this was on Saturday, dude. The game was on Saturday.
Okay. Because what I'm saying is you got to exchange pictures. That's how you know your next level.
Okay, well, I don't think we're at that level yet. So they finally, 2 hours later after the invite, said, got a babysitter lined up. We'd love to go this coming Saturday.
Damn, that escalated.
And so we are there. We're there. All right, cool. All right, here we go. We're going to get this in. So then my wife leading up to it is like, where are we going to go to dinner? We got to figure out somewhere to go to dinner.
Because you want to make a thing of it, not just where you're going directly to the game.
Right. You want to spend time with them, hang out.
Which is what I told Arnold. No, you don't go directly to the concert. You do something foreplay, not the dirty kind. You need some sort of foreplay before an event, a concert, a singing arrangement. Continue.
So my wife is texting back and forth with the other wife, and they're coming up with ideas. And my wife's like, I don't know where I want to go. I don't want to go somewhere crappy. We never get to go to dinner. And then that other lady says, hey, we actually have through my work, we can have access to the Soho House. Should we go to the Soho House?
This keeps escalating, dude. What's next? You guys drop bottles?
And if you guys don't know what the Soho House is, it's some private place that has like a swimming pool, and you have to have a membership to go. It's very strange. You're not allowed to take pictures there. I don't really understand what it is.
I heard Jana Kramer went there one time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was there and I saw her.
Oh, okay. You're right. I was there with you. That's when I learned out she was pregnant.
Holy crap.
Me and Ray looked at each other and go, I think she's pregnant.
And she hugged us.
Yeah, and she had announced it on social media and we didn't know that. But anyway, so we're like, dang, we're going to go to the Soho House. And my wife's like, so what do I wear? Can I still wear my Nashville SC shirt? What am I going to be dressed up enough for Soho House? And she starts freaking out. I'm like, just relax. She goes, no, this is our first time. We got to make a good impression on these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn. Okay, so do I need to wear jeans or can I wear just like my...
You're a dude throwing a golf shirt. That's the beauty of being a guy.
Here's the problem. We're going to a Nashville SC game. I want to wear a Nashville SC shirt.
Ray, my only golf shirts have a duck on them.
So, do they? No, they, it's a penguin. It's a penguin. It's a penguin. So then we, this is on like Friday. And on Saturday, my wife gets a text from the other wife and says, hey, now that we're thinking about it, if we're going to be wearing Nashville SC gear, maybe we shouldn't go to Soho House. We won't be dressed up enough.
Yeah.
So Soho House is all out. So then we decide we're going to go to some like little place, have drinks, and you can order pizza from a food truck.
Interesting. I kind of like that.
Have some cocktails and then go to the game.
Sounds like great. Germantown.
So that's all set and planned. But then we go to a birthday party on Saturday afternoon. And what are they serving?
The jerseys.
Pizzas.
That's going to kill the food truck.
So that's going to kill the food truck.
Honey, I'm not eating.
That night. And
you could also, dude, sometimes if I have a big event or a big meal, not starve yourself.
Fast.
Thank you. I always fast for Thanksgiving so that I'm able to really fully enjoy my wife and my mother-in-law's meal.
I understand that, but I don't know how good this food truck pizza is going to be.
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
You don't want to risk a fast and then the food not be good.
100%. And what if they only sell it by the slice? So then I got to buy 8 slices at the food truck? I don't know if I have time for that. So I'm like, damn, so we're at this party, so I eat 4 slices of pizza because I'm hungry. It's lunchtime. 2:30 in the afternoon, I haven't eaten lunch.
Domino's double eclipse deal, right?
So I look at my wife.
Cross in front of each other during the eclipse.
And I say, hey, I think we're going to have to pivot again. We can't do pizza after having pizza for lunch. So she sends a text and is like, hey, is there any way we can cancel the pizza? We just had pizza for lunch at a birthday party.
She sends an eggplant.
And she said, that's
maybe
fine.
A vegetable.
How about this taco place? All right, let's go get tacos. We'll pick you guys up at 5:30.
Who's driving? They are?
We are.
Okay.
My wife offers to pick them up.
Yeah, that's good.
Because we invited them to the game, so we're kind of the ones that initiated the first date.
And also, it's kind of like, do you really want to do Ubers all around town? I'll just drive, guys. Everybody just get in.
Yeah. So we tell them we're going to pick them up at 5:30. And we leave our house at 5:33.
That's... They're not neighbors, but they're in the same school line.
Yeah, they're in the same. So it's about a 10-minute drive to their house, 10 to 12 minutes. And they're like, hey, don't worry about it. We'll just walk to the restaurant.
A lot of gates to get through, right?
We'll just walk to the restaurant. So we're already off on a bad foot because they're already annoyed that we're late. So they're just going to go ahead and walk to the restaurant.
What a start on the first date.
I'm like, this is not good. Well, we are making a bad first impression. And... I'm like, we got to hurry. So we're speeding. And she's like, all right, go this way, go that way.
Hopefully no cops listen to this.
No, they weren't. Even, I wasn't going too fast, just 5 miles over. And we drive.
Statute of limitations, Ray.
And we get between their house and the restaurant, and there they are walking down the sidewalk.
You pull up on the sidewalk? You freaking park it?
Hey.
What?
I pulled up next to the curb and started honking. Hey, you guys need a ride?
That's how you make good.
Hey, and they're like, oh, my goodness, yeah, that'd be great. And they jump in the back.
She's all sweaty. She's got her shirt off.
Oh, man, dude. I'm like, this is so terrible. So we drive and we find a parking spot. We go. Restaurant's not too crowded.
My name's Sally. Don't call me swamp ass.
And conversation's good.
Good.
They're laid back. Then I made the mistake. Then I'm like, man, yeah. He's like, I was talking about how we've gone with our neighbors sometimes. We went with this other couple one time, and I was like, yeah.
Politics.
I was like, I just had nothing in common with the dude because he was like this nerd. He's a computer programmer.
He chose to bash on another dude.
I was like, he's a computer programmer, like, and I just had nothing to talk to him about because I couldn't talk to him about his job. I was like, and then he was telling me, breaking down chess.
Always just stick to politics, religion, and sexual orientation.
Right. I was like, chess. I've never played chess, don't know anything about chess. And he was just he was going on and on about chess.
I identify as male and I'll prove it.
And as I'm doing this, the other wife is just laughing.
Oh, because he's a smart dude.
And
he's a programmer.
Ray, she goes, oh, so sort of like him. He's a computer programmer. Like, oh my God.
Bro, you've got to feel it out. Dude, you got to flow like I do. I just learned the guy next door, he does traveling sales, not to spin from your story, but I learned that he's going unemployed. Apparently in his industry, you'll just take a couple months off. So he literally quit his job, and then you'll just pick up another thing.
Oh.
And so I can't go in there bashing on homeless people or unemployed.
Yeah.
He's unemployed. Bro, you got to do so.
How would I know?
So usually I'd be like, oh my gosh, you're unemployed. How do you guys pay the mortgage? When he told me he's unemployed, you just got to be cool. He's, oh, dude, that's genius, man. I might quit tomorrow. Bro, you just got to roll with the punches. So the fact that you just immediately go and attack the programmers, you can't. You got to be Switzerland until you know when to pick a side.
I wasn't trying to attack the programmers. What I was doing was just talking about how another couple we went with one time, it just didn't work out because I had nothing in common. And then he says, oh, yeah, and I'm teaching my kids chess right now, too. Like, oh, my God.
Check, please.
I was like, all right, well, this couldn't get any more awkward. I've screwed up twice, and we haven't even – three times. We're late picking them up. We're eating dinner, and I can't do anything but bash the two things he does. I'm like, well, this is awesome. Great. Cool. So we have a couple margaritas. Then it's time to go to the game. We go to the game. We park. No problem. Walk. They don't complain about the, you know, half a mile walk to the stadium from where we park, which is a good sign.
Smoking thighs. I know the spot.
And they are just, everything is cool because they've never been. They're like, oh, this stadium's really nice. This
now I see Soho House. I get it now.
Yeah, because it's right by the stadium.
It all makes sense. I think somebody got shot outside there.
The stadium?
Soho House.
Oh.
Look it up. Another news story you need to find about.
Ah. Shooting.
Yep. Because it is a little bit more industrial over there. And I would say that it's warehousey type stuff.
Community wary after women kidnapped, robbed, leaving Soho House.
Yeah.
Police said the
up.
Woman was leaving when two men around 20 years old, dressed in all black, armed with guns, approached. Whoa.
So next time they want to go to Soho, that's when you forward them the article, and that's the topic of conversation.
She was leaving Soho House, a hotel and private club for members, when two men approached her. Ooh. Wow.
So it was smart that you guys did the food truck.
It happened around 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Two men allegedly forced the woman to get into the car near Brown and Humphrey Street and demanded she drive to ATMs. The men never used her credit cards to get money out of the ATMs before. After three unsuccessful attempts at three different ATMs, the men forced her to call a friend and ask for money. They planned to meet the woman in West Nashville, but the two men saw police officers and they made her drive away so they could escape.
Dude, I call you and say, hey man, I'm kidnapped. I need money. Would you give me money? You would pay my ransom?
Probably.
Ray, I got you out $25, man.
Well, I'm glad we didn't go to Soho House. So, we get to the game and I gotta pee. The women gotta pee. We go pee. The husband.
Kinky.
The husband. No pee for him. I'll be right here.
Dude, you guys go on the trough together?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, Mark, how's it hanging?
The women go. Tell. My wife and the other wife go in the bathroom together. So I thought, man, we're going to have to go in the bathroom together and we're going to have to chat. You know, but he stays. He's like, no, I don't got to pee. And I'm like, dang, you had two margaritas and three glasses of water. All right, cool. No pee for you.
He's just chilling for the yeast infection all night?
I guess so. He doesn't mind the urinary tract infection. And so we go, and we're going to get drinks before the game starts. And this is where it gets good, man. We go up and we order. And he's like, hey, let me get this. Put it on the car.
That's what I'm talking
about. I'm like, wow.
That's a power move.
Mad respect. Dude stepped up, said, I'm going to buy everybody around.
Yeah, it's be careful, though. You want to then make sure the other – so you guys are good. But then he needs to make sure that you guys end up paying for a round. Because otherwise, then it doesn't even out.
Right. He was like, you guys play for parking. You guys got – it's your tickets. Let me buy these. No problem, man. Go for it. Go down, go to the seats, and we get there like, wow, this is awesome. These seats are great. We love it.
Are we taking a commercial break?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the seat number after the break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Ray, that was our best tease we've ever done.
So the game just goes on, and my wife and the other wife are just chatting away. Me and dude, chatting away.
Wow.
Just talking about life.
Why don't you do a podcast with him?
I might. He might. He was good. He's an Auburn grad. He went to Auburn.
We could have had him on and talked about the one game they had in the tournament.
Oh, man. And he talked about Auburn. He talked about sports. He coaches his kids' teams.
What was the tale like down there?
Just talk. Oh, he said it was good.
I went there. Jordan Ayer.
Yeah, his wife, that's where they met at Auburn. His wife was a tutor for the football team.
He played football?
No.
Oh.
But she was the tutor for the football team.
He just got way more cooler if that was
the case. But he did go his senior year. Was the year Cam Newton won the national title.
So he saw the miracle at Jordan Hare.
Yes.
Yes. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
Dude was super cool,
Brent,
man.
Brent Musburger, I don't believe what I just saw, the miracle at Jordan Hare.
Hey, he played baseball growing up. He used to play soccer. And we had great conversation all night.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine if he's into sports, he's pretty much already in.
Yeah, and we halftime. We go up.
What's you guys' sex life?
I got to go pee.
Finally, dude.
No, I do.
I've been having to go for you guys.
I had to go pee again.
Okay.
The women go pee. Him? No, I'm good. I was right here. I'm like, dude, you just drank a tall beer. Like, what? No pee yet? Okay, cool.
I'm going to go drain my lizard.
And so we come out of the bathroom. He's like, you guys want another round? All right, let's go get another one. And he goes, hey, I'm still buying.
Oh.
I said, fantastic.
That's perfect.
Fantastic.
Hey, prove to me how much money you make. I love it.
And so we go down, we're talking, doing the game, and we're talking about things. I start talking about how golf, and I was like, yeah, man, you know, I try to go once a week. I said, I can't go on the weekends. He goes, oh, no, I can't imagine telling my wife, hey, 4.5 hours on the weekend, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here and go play some golf. And I'm like, dude, tell me about it. That's why I said my hours allow me to get one round a weekend, hopefully, depending on my schedule. But I should be able to squeeze it in 3.5 hours on a weekday.
We get it. 3 under 3 or whatever your thing is.
So, no.
3 under 4, right?
I'm like, man, this dude plays golf. This is great.
He's already checked all the boxes for this couple thing. Your wives are chatting. They can chat about anything I've found. But, yeah, sports, huge. Golf, huge. You guys are well on your way.
Yeah, and Nashville SC was down 1-0. Then they take a 2-1 lead. Then we give up a goal in like the 70-something minute, and we tie 2-2. And at the end of the game, the wives are like, yeah, we tied?
They didn't even know the score.
They were like, when did they score their second goal?
Meanwhile, you guys have been betting quarters.
And I said, what do you mean? And they said, we were just talking. We didn't even see the second goal. I'm like, they are hitting it off. This is a match made in heaven.
You didn't see the fans raising people with painted chests around you?
You didn't see everybody go, the collective, oh, moan go over the stadium? You didn't hear that at all? No, guess we missed it. Then They sing the, you know, Nashville SC anthem. They play it, you know. I will kneeling. Never give up on you by Judah and the Lion. And the husband goes, dude, we had bets. Me and my wife bet that you and your wife would have scarves. I said, oh, we bring them with the kids. But when we come as adults, we don't bring the scarves.
So they were kind of making fun of you.
Yeah. He goes, I lost. I thought for sure you'd have one wrapped around your neck.
Oh, he got you, dude. He got you.
I'm like,
good.
Oh, boy. So he doesn't think much of me.
He served your ass.
I'm like, all right, cool, man. So we funnel up to the top to the concourse, and I'm like, I got to pee, man. And the wife's like, I got to pee. And I was like, you need to go, man? He goes, no, I'm good.
Damn, what a stallion.
I was like, what the wrong with this guy?
Racehorse, man. What is he on, steroids?
I don't know. Maybe he has a catheter in and he doesn't want to talk about it. But this is where it got hairy, man. So the line for the bathroom is long, and it's like, it's not an organized line. It's like a funnel, you know. Everybody's spread out wide, and as it gets to the door, it siphons into one little.
There's ways around that.
So I go up on the far right.
You go on the exit.
Well, I could have done that too.
You just act like you don't know the right door, and oh man, oh, and you end up in the exit, and you're at a perfect urinal.
But there's people going on the right side, you know, just kind of, and so I'm on the right side, and I'm walking. There's a guy in front of me, and he stops, and I kind of turned to the side because someone was exiting out the entrance, and I moved to the side, and he thought I was trying to pass him to get in front of him, and he throws the arm out to block me.
Heisman,
like back of the hand, like right in my stomach, like you're not getting past me.
You're like, whoa, Poncho.
And I said, and I laugh. And he goes,
it's not funny.
Boom. He goes,
we get tough after the games.
Probably a 60-year-old dude.
Wow.
Red hair, kind of balding.
You'd think he's almost retired. Why is kinda, he mad?
I would say George Costanza build.
Okay. He just had
Don Zimmer build.
Yeah.
And he throws the hand out there, and I do the pfft. And he goes,
you limbo it?
He said,
oh, impromptu game of limbo. Don't mind if I do.
How low can you go? How low can you go? And he goes, the fuck if you think you're going to get in front of me?
Oh, who the fuck is this guy?
And I laugh again because I'm like, really? This is over the bathroom? Yeah. Like, we're all funneling. There's no organized line.
Right.
And he goes, it's not funny. It's called etiquette. I'm like,
sorry, I didn't read Mannerly Me.
Okay, dude, you want to fight me over a urinal? I'm not really. I'm just whatever.
He may have had to drop a douche, you know? You got to respect that.
And I'm sitting here going, man.
Couple port missiles.
He would have never pulled that if husband would have been with me because it would have been 2-1.
Right. Yeah, you can't.
But I just let it go.
Yeah.
And I go back out and I tell him the story. He's like, damn, I wish I'd have seen that. I was like, well, yeah, you don't ever go piss or what?
Bro was going to fight for you?
Nah, we weren't really going to fight, but it would have been funny to have someone there with me to experience
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
And he goes, nah, dude, I only piss once a day. I said, excuse me? He goes, no, for real. Like, one time a day. That's all I need.
And racehorse.
Like, how do you only pee one time in 24 hours? He goes, just never have to pee.
Man, different strokes, different folks.
Different strokes, different folks. And we walk back to the car.
Imagine when he finally does. It's like a fucking garden hose, dude.
Dude, it has to be like a gallon. It has to be a gallon. Because the
put
dude
out a fire with that.
The dude had 2 margaritas, 3 glasses of water, and 4 beers at the game, and he didn't piss one time.
Oh, holy crap.
Not one time.
Oh, man.
I'm like, I don't understand it. Amazing. The athletic feat that takes, I don't know.
You mind if I see it?
So we drive. We get back to the car. We drive them home. Conversation's great.
Still flowing. Dude, women amaze me how they can talk for 7 hours about nothing.
Dude, my throat is hurting because I've been talking so much.
But they can talk forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we drop them off like, oh, have a good Easter. See you guys later. And we leave. And we make the U-turn, and my wife's like, what'd you think? I said, I thought it was fun. She goes, I had a fantastic time.
Boom. We've got ourselves couple friends.
She goes, I haven't laughed that much in a long time.
She didn't with laugh another at couple. The convention?
No, with another couple.
Wow. Low blow.
I was like, wow, really? She goes, yeah, the conversation just flowed. She goes, I'm telling you, We were just laughing and talking so much, we didn't even see the second goal.
What was she, Ellen DeGeneres?
I don't know. But then it hit me. Then it got weird. Because she was like, yeah.
Ray, we're clucking.
And her husband, she goes, I was talking to the wife, and she was talking about how her husband plays golf. And I told her, oh, maybe they can play golf together. And I was like, well, that's weird, because I mentioned golf, and he didn't mention anything about maybe we should play golf together.
Maybe he's already got a partner.
I said, damn. She goes, because her dad and brother play twice a week, and her husband goes like once every couple weeks. And I was like, well, he could have just like dropped the line like, hey, maybe we should play golf, or hey, I'll call you sometime. But there was nothing. So I was like, maybe he didn't like me as much as I enjoyed his conversation. He didn't like my conversation.
No, he enjoyed it. I bet sometimes you just got your roll dogs that you go golf with, you know?
It might be.
Yeah.
But that was our first date, dude. And we got home. We're like, man. That was pretty good. My wife's like, dating's hard because my voice, I am done. I am wiped out.
Yeah, you got to love it with my wife, dude. She'll just throw me in the fire. I'm like, who is this guy? He doesn't talk for 5 hours.
I've had that.
Oh, so have I. And my wife, I never let her live it down. I'm like, remember the time he invited me to that guy that was a painting on the wall? That was awesome. But no, she says it to now to every couple. So anytime we meet a new couple, she goes, he's the worst. He never likes the guy. I'm like, well, great. Now I got to like this guy.
Do you understand? My wife at the dinner table that we're eating at the restaurant, she said the exact same thing. Literally said, it's so hard because I always seem to get along with the wife. She goes, but him, he's a little more particular. And I'm like, no. I said the dude was a computer programmer and he was talking about chess all night. And that's how we got to the part of me saying the wrong thing, because that dude was a computer programmer and liked chess.
Yes, she didn't set you up well.
Didn't set me up well.
You need a better co-host. But it seems like not even a sex thing. I don't know. Man, females just can get along with anybody. So my wife can roll that. And then, yes. And then as a guy, I don't know. It's different dynamics. I mean, women like watching Housewives, but then they don't have to go play a game that's Housewives. Guys like watching sports, but then you also need a guy that can play sports with you. If that makes any sense at
100%.
All. 100%. So it's just like, sure, a guy can watch a TV. If he doesn't like sports, I'll never get along with him. But then, can he play? Does he play pickleball? I really don't, but I will. Golf. There's that stuff. Whereas, I don't know. I just feel like women can just shoot from the hip and just talk, and then they're best friends.
Yeah.
You need other twists and turns.
We had a lot of relatable stuff because we talked about playground etiquette. Because he was like, dude, it's amazing.
Bring him on the pod, dude. He sounds like a great co-host.
He said, it's amazing how easily at the playground people are throwing around numbers. He goes, you go anywhere else and guys don't ask guys for phone numbers. Girl, you know what I mean? There's no exchange of phone numbers. He goes, you're at the playground. You talk to someone for 30 seconds and everybody's like, hey, man, well, maybe we should get your number so the kids can get together. He goes,
that's what it is, right?
Yes. He goes, it's just crazy how quickly the phones come out at the playground and everybody's willing to take numbers. I said, I agree with you 100%. And he said, it's just weird as a guy to a guy asking for the phone number, but he goes, but I do it. So then it got me thinking. He never asked for my phone number. He never asked me whole time. Like,
probably
hey.
Knew the wives are going to get it.
Still, it's been almost a week, and not one time as my wife said, hey, her husband was asking, can he get your phone number? Nothing.
Right, but you got to realize, sometimes the women, they line up the Instagrams, the phone numbers, pictures of kids. They have this side life, and then you guys just get brought along, or eventually, I mean, then you get a golf number or something.
Yeah, but
I think you're sitting fine, though.
I think we're good, but here's the thing. The worst thing ever, though, from the date happened on Monday morning. I wake up.
Regret, Ray.
No, and I'm looking online.
I ended up kissing him.
And it has a story. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift spotted eating at Soho House Saturday night.
No. This one?
This one! In Nashville, Tennessee with Taylor's parents.
Oh, thought she moved.
Her parents.
Yeah, thanks. I thought the whole family moved.
Don't ask me, but the story was out there, and I sent it to my wife. And she sent it to the other wife, and the other wife said, I will never forgive you guys.
Yeah, send them the story about the kidnapping. That'll count.
I will send that today.
Yeah.
But we would have been there with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Love your enthusiasm. Bet they had a private room. You would have never even come close to them. except for that random picture that somebody was able to capture.
No, there was there wasn't a picture.
Soho House is wide open. You just sit on beanbags and tables and crap. You probably could have maybe come in contact with them.
100%.
That would have been prep for the big show, right?
This close to the biggest couple in the world right now.
That close to I was that close to Shaq on Saturday. Shaq was serving drinks at Garth's Bar.
Did you go?
No, but I had inside info.
Hold on.
But I really couldn't do anything with the inside info, so that's why I didn't even text you or anything.
What do you mean you couldn't tell us?
Yeah, Gary just told me really quick, but I'm not going to then go, hey, nobody is supposed to know.
But you could still text me and say, hey, can you drop by there and get a picture with Shaq?
But, I mean, then they posted on their Insta, so you could have saw it and gone.
Yeah, I didn't. All right, we're going to take one break. I'm sorry, that soccer story was fascinating, but that was my first date.
No, people said they liked the lifestyle. They actually fast forward when we talk sports, so don't even talk sports.
Oh, we're going to talk sports.
Well, guys, get your fast forward fingers ready.
We're going to talk women's college basketball right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Dude, I watched those games on Monday night.
So did I.
Highly entertaining.
Great.
Highly entertaining. I had to watch.
Caitlin Clark, she's a bucket.
No. But here's the thing. People want to say that she is Tiger Woods.
What's the other girl's name? Angel, we've heard on
Angel High? Reese.
She just declared for the WNBA, and I said, why is Schefter not breaking it?
It's a great question.
Yeah, and somebody was like, he only does football, dumbass.
Oh, well, here's the thing. The game was fascinating. Angel Reese is awesome. Caitlin Clark is awesome. And to give only Caitlin Clark the credit for everybody tuning in, I think is misguided.
It is misguided because LSU is polarizing as well.
100%. I tuned in because they played in the national championship last year. There was the whole controversy of Angel Reese pointing to the ring finger just all up in Caitlin Clark's face. So that rematch really made me want to tune in because Caitlin Clark's been playing in the NCAA tournament for 3 weeks now. I haven't watched a second of it.
I did over the weekend.
The fact that she was playing LSU and Angel Reese and the whole rematch and all the controversy and all the talk, I tuned in. So, yes, Caitlin Clark is appointment watching TV, but that made me watch it. I will watch the Final Four with Caitlin Clark, but to say she is Tiger Woods, she brought eyeballs, but she's not the best to ever do something.
And she doesn't drive a Hyundai.
Hopefully she's a better driver than Tiger. I will say, she is fun to watch. She makes everybody on her team better. It's not like she's just a ball hog, doesn't pass it, doesn't know how to pass it. She makes some great passes.
Great, yeah, and that's fun. But anytime you can come down and drain three threes in a row, that is special.
Yes.
Because then it reminds you of the Klay Thompson, that one quarter he scored 40 points.
Whatever, yes.
It's just when you're fin to cook. If somebody can cook, you can't cook on the soccer court. Match. Pitch. What is it?
Pitch.
I call it field. I can't cook in the audio. I always try a perfect game and never do it. When you make three threes in a row, that's fin to cook. And that's what we saw. Not a lot of people can do that.
She is Steph Curry. She's not the best women's basketball player of all time. She's not.
No, but...
but she has changed the women's game.
Correct, because she's the first one to have the arm strength to shoot it 10 feet beyond the arc and make logos.
She is the first one to shoot it from the parking lot. She is the first one to just come across half court and shoot the damn ball like Steph Curry does, where you're like, bat, no, good shot, good shot. That went in. That's a good shot. Like, she is the first one that is unconscious from three, and it doesn't matter.
There was some video going around where she, it was video footage of her in fifth grade, maybe? Exact same form. What she learned, her form, her shooting, all that, she learned all the way up until she was 11 years old, and that has carried her the rest of her career. She basically hasn't changed at all.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's incredible to watch.
I don't see sex, Ray. Honey, what are you?
No. The game was super entertaining.
Yeah.
It's sloppy. No. I love the sloppiness, throwing it away, missing layups. Like, it's not as smooth, but it's highly entertaining.
Definitely entertaining. I was watching it on my phone, and then I think I went to bed, and I was shocked. I thought LSU was going to win it. But it was, dude, as guys, for us to put our sexuality aside and watch the game, that just shows how far women's sports has come.
Yeah, well, also, there was nothing else. I mean, there's nothing on.
I mean, on Saturday, dude, I was watching that just like I was watching the men's March Madness.
Interesting. But if, let's say, the semifinals or the Elite Eight were on at the same time, what are you watching?
Can I bet the women's? That's the question.
You can.
Yeah.
But I'm probably, most likely, I'm watching the men's. Because Caitlin Clark has been on TV all year long, but I've never watched it. There was nothing on, and the rematch really helped.
And so it's like, now I'm at the point where that game, it was whoever won. Now I'm at the point, do we want Caitlin Clark to lose? Because she's going to get so mad. We don't want her. I'm not trying to change history. I'm trying to pick your own adventure. That game rematch was awesome. Perfect at Caitlin Clark.
But do you want the rematch of them versus South Carolina in the championship? Because South Carolina was undefeated last year until Iowa beat them in the Final Four.
That's what it is. Okay, so we definitely want
Paige Buchers or whatever her name is from UConn, who they've had like four girls go out with season-ending injuries to make it to the championship.
She is so polarizing and awesome. Well, I've seen her awesomeness. Now I want to see her down 10 and about to lose. I want to see her start losing it. Because she kind of flips out a little bit. She'll tell the crowd to F off and stuff. So now I kind of want that. And her dad, he's just in the stands, acts like his daughter isn't the superhuman woman of the world. You ever seen her dad?
He just sits there with his arms crossed.
Everybody experiences everything on their own. I get that, but bro, crack a smile. You got the greatest college basketball player in the history of the world.
It's not the history of the world. She's not the greatest college basketball player in the history of the world.
By points, she is. Bite your tongue. By points, she is.
Yeah, because she shoots threes.
Name them.
Cheryl Swoops.
By point, name them.
Rebecca Lobo.
Name them.
Diana Taurasi.
Name them.
Lisa Leslie.
That's Housewives reference.
Oh, I was like, what in the hell? I am naming them.
Anytime this blonde lady in the Housewives gets in a fight, she goes, name them. She keeps saying it.
I'm like, I am naming them. How many else do you want me to name them?
Name them.
Maya Moore. I mean, Holtzclaw. The one that went to Tennessee. I mean, so she's not the best ever. And you can't be.
And you know, I just thought of it. You know how our dumbasses say no teams repeat?
I know.
But Kansas City is repeated.
Okay.
UConn's about to repeat.
Yeah.
The Aces, didn't they repeat?
They repeated.
And guess who else is about? I mean, the Knights, the Vegas Knights could repeat. So we could have four repeats in the last year. And our favorite thing to say is team isn't going to repeat. Teams bro, there's about to be four.
Hey, teams don't repeat. Teams don't.
Didn't repeat was the Heisman, and we bet the opposite. I did.
They don't repeat.
Heisman doesn't repeat.
No, it never repeats.
It's only
done it twice. Once in the history of the football. It doesn't repeat because they always look for a reason to vote the other way.
Yeah.
Also, the social media, we've got to stop. I don't know how we're going to do it, but social media has got to stop.
We need a movement.
No. I don't know if we got to ban these college kids from having social media. We have to go after and press charges, but I don't even know if you can press charges on people. There's a walk-on, or this guy that plays for freaking Purdue. His name's Carson Barrett. Bro doesn't ever play. He's played like 21 minutes all season.
Whoa, they're still playing.
He tore his meniscus earlier this season, but he's a senior. He's like, man, I'm not going to have surgery. I just want to be able to still be playing and be on the team my senior year. He gets in the game. The first round game, and one of the last possessions, He fires up a three, drains it. The bench goes crazy. He's celebrating, feeling great about himself. Goes to the locker room. He's getting all these congratulatory texts.
Getting some blowies.
Then the DMs start coming. You sure are a son of a bitch. I hope you enjoy selling cars for the rest of your life. Next one.
Wait, who's sending these or he's sending
them? No, people are sending these to him on Instagram.
Got it.
In his DMs. I hope you fucking die.
Bleep button ready next time?
Yeah, get this ready. Kill yourself for taking that three, you effing worthless loser. Slit your effing throat, you effing. That was completely uncalled for. I hope you effing kill yourself.
People lost bets.
Yes, because they were 27-point favorites. They won by 28 because of his three. He's like, look, man, I have no idea the line. I was excited to get in the game. I'm in a March Madness game. I'm a senior. The ball comes to me. A chance to get on the stat sheet. I throw up a shot. It goes in. I'm just trying to have fun with my friends.
Yeah, and shut the hell up about people knowing the line. Bro, the line changes five million times before a game. There's lines on everything. Women's basketball, men's basketball, soccer, overseas, honeysuckle. Everything has a line. These guys don't know the damn line.
And if you're one of these people that sends this, then you're an absolute loser.
I guarantee you that line went from 29 to 27 to 28 to 27.5. Then the sharp money comes in at 29. Then it drops to 27.
Yeah, and some people had, you know, over under this number of points in the second half, and that caused them to win. I mean, people...
Back in the day, people knew the line because there wasn't... It didn't change.
Because it was in the newspaper.
Now it's live betting.
Yes.
The line fluctuates like a mother, bro. It could.
I feel so bad for these people because no matter what they do, they're going to get these terrible messages. And I understand it's easy to say, if you are betting it, you can't be mad and you can't send these messages. But some of these people are unhinged and they're on the edge of bankruptcy. So they can't help it.
Get the door back on the hinges. There's a clip online of Buddy Hield where a bettor goes, hey, buddy, I need one more three. And Buddy goes, you need one more three? Okay. And he goes out and shoots a three and makes it.
Yeah.
There's a clip online. You got to search. Just do Buddy Hield learns that the kid needs another three or something. Maybe doesn't know, but his lips look like he says, okay, you need one more three? I got you. Conspiracy theory, I don't know, but
I mean,
maybe he knew the line.
He did, but I'm just saying, and I mean, people going after Angel Reese, like when she talked about how she's been just humiliated and like death threats on Instagram and social media. It's just crazy how dumb these people are. Here's the thing, what these people said to this kid about, I hope you effing kill yourself. That's not a threat. So you can't really do anything. Now, if it said, I'm going to effing kill you, then you can go after him. It's disgusting.
For $400,000, can I please talk betting for 30 seconds of your time? For $400,000, me and Baser will win. The things we need to happen.
Oh, God. Here
UConn
we go.
UConn to win it all.
Women's or men's?
Men's.
Well, women. Hey, here's crazy.
Sorry, that was sexist.
NC State and UConn, both men and women, are both in the Final Four.
All East Coast, too, in Midwest.
Fantastic.
There's no good basketball out West.
If you look it up, the men's...
Ray, it's something with the sun, the time zone, the equator, and the gravity.
I think the last West team to win was the Arizona Wildcats in, like, 97.
Wow. So basketballs don't dribble out there the same way.
They don't fly. They don't bounce. They don't do anything right.
This is what me and Baser need for $400,000. You can root along with us. Tell me if any of these are going to happen. UConn to win the championship.
Okay, they can win.
Thank you. The Avalanche to win their division. There's 7 games left. They're a game and a half back. 7 games left, game and a half back. Possible.
Ooh.
Will you at least give me possible?
Possible.
Thank you. The two more things need to happen. So those were two more. The Suns need to win the division.
Not happening.
There are 7 games
left. Not happening. It's over.
They are 3.5 back.
Not happening.
And they play the Clippers twice.
Not happening.
Will you at least say I have a 10% chance on that?
No.
Will you at least say it's possible? It's improbable.
They almost have to go undefeated.
Correct. But is it impossible?
No, it's got a 1% chance.
Thank you. And then the final thing, the Golden Knights are 4.5 games back.
They're done.
With 7 left.
No, that's impossible.
Is it statistically impossible? And the answer is no.
Okay.
There's a 1% chance.
No, less than 1%.
Okay. They need to win the division. It's either 4.5 or 5. They may be 5 back.
5 points?
No, it's different. It's 10 points. In hockey, you get 2 points for a win.
That's
so
five games.
5 games back with 7 to play.
Impossible.
Is there at least 1% chance? There's 1% chance. It's not it's not impossible. Impossible is 0%.
Yeah, you're right. So there's less than a percent.
We've got our shot at 400,000.
Okay. You go. You're right.
Root along with us.
I will. All right. Have a good Wednesday, guys. Sorry. I mean, I hope that soccer talk was good.
I think it was great. I was on the edge of my seat. I didn't even need the whole seat.
I mean, neither did I. The dating thing, it's just weird out here for dating.
But. So tell me this. I got footage. I got another 30 minutes of footage. It's all chopped up, pretty catchy and funny and stuff, of us at the Bruins hockey practice.
I don't think we need it.
Okay.
I mean, no one seemed to care.
I know. I was going to throw it on YouTube, but I was like, if the punched-up version only got 200 views, what would the raw one get to?
It's a great question.
I mean, I'm like, Baser, thanks for an hour of your time. I guess we don't even need to post that.
Yeah, I don't know. SoreLosers.com is our website. We are the SoreLosers at gmail.com if you want to email us. Happy Wednesday. On Friday's show, we talk. We went to the Bruins practice. We got an interview following that. What else? I don't know what else. Oh, Final Four. That it?
Yeah, we actually interviewed a guy, Coyle, and he scored a goal.
Oh, he scored?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Well, yeah, we got to get that audio. They took the audio, and we don't have it. So, what's his name? Cody Coyle?
It's freaking hilarious, though. This is behind the scenes, but so for 8 years, lunch never – actually, you did deal with audio because you'd always have your MP3s and your little audio you'd tape to yourself. Yeah. And you'd have your phone audio. But it's just funny hearing lunch talk audio. We're with the people from Boston, and lunch is talking. The guy goes, hey,
Charlie Coyle.
Hey, man, can you get us that video? You can get us that audio because we have our own podcast. Lunch never talked about that crap for the big show because he's just a host. Yeah. But to hear you actually talk about it, dude, I was laughing inside. You're like, hey, man, so you can get us the video, and then separately you can get us the audio. I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
Jerk. God. I'm tired.
Right at an hour.
Yeah, I know. We're going to be 45 minutes. I'm trying to keep him 45 minutes, but that story took too long.
No, you're good, man.
I got to go home and take a shower.
Yeah, you got a dinner tonight.
Yeah, I got a dinner. I got a dinner at 4:45.
Do you think there'll be something to talk about on Fridays from that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.